tu see, before you, I've not always been. I once was so broken and battered by sin, and the story that I tell you is such a marvelous thing. How it brought together a beggar and the king. I've traded for riches the legs of my soul. I gave him the pieces and he made me whole. I brought to him nothing and he gave me everything. How he found a beggar and I found a king. Well, you say it's so hard for you to believe. All I can say is that I agree. Of all the love stories this world will ever see, there will never be a greater than how Jesus loved me. I traded for riches the legs of my soul. I gave him the pieces and he made me whole. I brought to him nothing and he gave me everything. How he found a beggar and I found a king. How true that song is this morning, Brother Coy. I hope you'll pray just for the short time I'm in your presence. I don't know how to preach, Brother John, and I'll never learn how to. But I've got a strong desire this morning, Brother Lon, to do the will of the Lord.
Lord, help me, God. I pray.
But most of all, I want, if you're here today and you're lost, I hope you'll hear something today that will cause you, Brother John, that you'll search your heart, Brother Junior, and see how you're living, Brother Keith.
Amen, brother.
Because, you know, the Lord's coming back. We've heard it preached and heard it preached and heard it preached. He's coming back, Brother Doc. And you can count one thing about it. He's coming.
Amen.
And when he comes back, the Bible says he's coming back after something, brother.
Yes, sir.
He's coming back for the Bible Lamb. The church, he's coming back for the church, Brother Junior. And if you want to be a part of that church this morning, you've got to do one thing, brother. The Bible says you must be born again and you must repent, Brother Carl.
Yes, sir.
Is that a hard thing? No, it's not. The hardest thing is, Brother Junior, to deny this man you look at this morning. I've heard brethren get up here and preach about this travail having to take a long time. I got news for you, brother. It don't take the Lord a long time to save nobody. Just the Bible says today, you give me your whole heart, I'll be found with you. You can walk in this house this morning a sinner, but I got news for you. You can leave here today shouting the praises of the Lord. If you humble your heart down, Brother John Bowen, in the right way, I promise you one thing, Brother John Fortner, God will hear your prayer, Brother Harm. I want you to know this morning, children, I've got a love down in my heart this morning, Brother Terry Bryan, that the world can't take away from me. The They thank this morning all the, they thank this morning the world with all the silver and all the gold. Let me tell you about some gold this morning. I tried one night, buddy. I've been trying it before one night. This gold's more precious to me, military man, than anything the world's got. Brother John had to call me today and tell me I had all the gold in Fort Knox, brother, and I tell him to keep it. Because that gold is going to fade away. But the heavenly gold, Brother Keith, will never die, brother. I hear him preach it. You know, the Bible says one day is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is like one day, Brother Junior.
With the Lord.
When I get to heaven, I'm not going there to stay 1,000 years, and I ain't going to stay one day, brother. I'm going there for eternity, Brother John Bolden.
Amen. It is one day.
Yeah.
And that day up there will never meet. That day up there, brother, it'll never end. You talk about streets, and you're talking about walls. The Bible says walls of jasper and streets of gold, brother. That'll be the most beautiful place you've ever seen in your life, brother. The Bible says eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has the entered into the heart of man what great things the Lord has got in store for those who love and serve Him. If you serve Him, if you're serving Him this morning, you already got a part of that first resurrection, Brother Junior. If you've been born again this morning, you got a part in you that'll never die, brother. That part on the inside, Brother Keith, has already been made perfect, brother. This outward man has to contend with the flesh, brother. But this man you look at ain't going to heaven, brother. I've heard brothers get up there and preach that this man you look at's getting there, brother. I got news for you, it ain't going to happen.
No, sir.
You got to have a change, brother. The Bible says when the Lord comes down in your grave on the resurrection morning, you'll know it was the Lord thy God who performed that work, brother. The Bible says we'll be sold in weakness, but we'll be raised in power, brother.
Yeah.
I believe when we come out of the grave that morning, it'll be the most glorious sight we've ever seen, brother.
I believe that.
Then in this world, he said, in this world you'll have troubles, you'll have trials. But in tribulations, but me, you have peace. I wouldn't trade that peace this morning, Brother Junior, for nothing that the world can offer me, brother. And Brother Bill, if you want that peace this morning, you can have it. Salvation is not hard, Brother John. The Bible says salvation is a free gift from God, Brother Corey Tolliver. And if you want that free gift this morning, you have to believe. You've got to believe that He is risen from the grave, been born again and resurrected, Brother John. You have to believe and be born again and repent, brother. So, you brother, come on. I'm not going to stand long. I'm having a lot of knee problems. I'm going to have to have a knee replacement done here in a couple of weeks. And I've been battling very bad knee. But I hope you'll pray and keep me in your prayers. If you can't think of nobody else to pray when you go to bed and get up in the morning, brother, offer a prayer up for me, Brother Keith. I'm not ashamed to ask the children of God to pray for me, brother. Because that is more precious to me, Brother Kenny, than anything that my family's got. I love my family, don't get me wrong. And I love my little 8-year-old daughter. But I want to say this, and I took her home this past Monday, and you know, everybody says kids say the darndest things, and she began to ask me, going down the road, and she asked me, she said, "Daddy, why don't Christians celebrate Christmas every day?" And I said, Baby, I can't. I said, "They should." I said, "They don't," but I said, "They should." And she asked me, she said, "No, Dad," she said, I'm the only kid down where my ex-wife goes to church. She said, I'm the only kid in my class who's not been baptized. And I said, "Well, sissy, I'll tell you this. I said, if you do it for the right reasons, I'll be there in a heartbeat.
That's all right."
But I said, don't do it because everybody in your class has been baptized. I believe it. I believe in water baptism. Don't get me wrong, but I believe for doing it for the right reasons, old brother.
Salvation.
If you do it for the wrong reason, Brother Fred, you ain't gonna prosper.
Right.
You'll go in the water or a dry center and come out of wetting, Brother Terry.
Amen.
But I hope, you brother, come on.